Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. You need big-time industrial cleaning work? Boom. There you go. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. Every day, Riggins and Alexis will send us a rundown of what they did since we left each other the day before, in case they did something interesting that we can talk about on the radio. It's an email that comes to Ace and me. The header of Alexis's email that we got describing her day yesterday, two words with exclamation points, running. Very next line, I left work and went home and took a 45-minute nap.
It's a running nap. 45 minutes, that's nothing.
You're running home. Go to sleep.
Running. You went running. Like, I'm just so busy, you know, that went home and took a nap.
You went straight home and took a nap?
Took a 45-minute nap and then got up.
Wanted it to be all day.
Like, left here, walked in the door, laid down in the bed.
Yep.
Then woke up 45 minutes later and did what?
I went to go help my friend at his car dealership.
So what time did you leave here? Because you had your podcast to do. So you're noonish?
It was like 11:30.
Okay. Because it was after 11, like 11:15 or so, 11:20 when I left. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she made it sound like it was just nonstop. Just like balls to the wall.
Well, it was nonstop. Yeah. I had to nonstop go to my house and take a nap.
Yeah.
And then I had nonstop got up.
I had to nonstop got up.
Yeah.
It's one of the best sentences I've ever heard.
Running.
I had to nonstop got up.
Okay. It was nonstop all day.
And then, Riggins, you had a meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
With a social media expert.
Yeah.
What is her title? Social media consultant?
I don't know. I've never been formally introduced to her.
So she came up here to meet you, or you went somewhere to meet her?
Yeah, she came up here.
Okay. And what time did you get finished?
Probably 11:30.
Ooh.
It was a pain in the ass.
A day that never ends.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's why she was here. I saw her and I was leaving. I talked to her for a second. Parking
lot.
What does she look like?
She's blonde.
Yeah.
Short.
Yeah.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said something about that I need to meet her or something.
But
I'm not into that. Will you turn that light back on, please, Alexis?
Can't see anything in here.
Oh, gosh. Ugh. Yeah, I might need to meet her.
Yeah. Very nice.
I've met her, Ace? You said?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
He said no, I haven't.
I would remember that.
Okay.
I don't think I have. I'm pretty sure that I haven't.
You were there because we walked in together. You met her the same day I did.
And so the woman that works at the front desk at your apartment building knew that you had been up to something?
Yeah, I walked in. She goes, you're late. I was like, what? And she goes, I can tell. You're late. I was like, am I just giving off that vibe? And she was like, yes. I was like, oh, my God. What do I look like when I'm walking into that building?
Grumpy vibes.
Was I giving off grumpy? I wasn't grumpy, though. I was just late. So I was trying to get to my apartment. She was like, you're late. I was like, oh.
But she was right,
though. She's real cute, yeah. I mean, for what I normally am, I wasn't
And she's keeping tabs on you?
That's what I was about to say. She's keeping tabs on you. So
she's hot.
You ever try to talk to her?
Well, so the joke is that every time I come in there, there's some dude, and it's random guys just standing at that table or standing at her desk, and she's relatively new. She's only been there about 4 months, 3 months. And I say, do you just get hit on all day? She goes, all day. And I say, every time I come through here, there's some guy just like standing around milling about trying to talk to you. She goes, I know. It's ridiculous. And they don't get it. Tall, pretty, like super pretty, and you know, very nice. So I get why people would want to hit on her, but it's like all day.
So do you know if she has a boyfriend or not?
No.
Is that why you say that those guys are always down there holding court in front of her? They're trying to impress her?
Yeah, that's part of it. There's like just a group of people that are all working from home. So they're always just milling about in the lobby. And I've been there as long as anyone. So they're always trying to like bring me into the group to gossip about whatever's going on. I'm just so not interested.
Guys gossiping?
Dude. Guys and girls. Ooh. There's like five of them.
So it's like living in a hotel.
Exactly.
The same guests.
Yeah, and I'm coming home from work, and they're just going down to, like, get their first cup of coffee. I'm like, I don't know, put on some pants. I don't know.
Yeah.
As I'm wearing, like, Crocs. I'm like, you guys need to get your shit together. I'm like, I'm like a vape falling out.
Yeah, that's like when Jody walks in the room, and it's noon, and I'm already under the Snuggie watching TV.
Yeah.
Like, I've already worked. Don't judge me.
Yeah, mind your business. You go to work. I don't know. Yeah. Acting like I'm doing something crazy, but they're like, over here. I don't want to come over.
I don't
want
to talk to y'all.
Mm.
Poor girl, though. That has to be so annoying. It's like, and you want to be nice because that's your job, but you're like, okay, like you guys are being annoying.
Yeah, she was eating like an acai bowl the other day. I was like, ooh, that looks good. And she goes, I know, some guy brought it. I was like, then why are you eating it? And she was like, well, it just came from over here, like at the coffee shop. I was
so
like,
if it comes from someplace close, it's okay to eat it. I guess if a random guy gives it to you.
Yeah, she felt more comfortable eating it. She was like, it's good, though. It looks good.
So, yeah, you know, they're always, hey, I brought you this.
And yeah. There was flowers there one day. I was like, who are those going to? So maybe I am a gossip. I don't know. I was like, who are those going to? She goes, somebody brought them for me. I was like, oh, you're kidding me. She's just hot. She's got it together. Wears like little black dresses, high heels.
And does she work the same shift all the time? Yeah. She always the day shift?
Yeah, she's in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe she's waiting on you to talk to her.
Maybe.
Bust a move.
Yeah, I'm not nearly cool enough to be with her.
But she knew you were late. Hey, you're late.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't because you looked late. It was probably because she knows, you know, when you come strolling through.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't late.
She wanted to, like, jump on you.
Yeah.
Does she know who you are?
As far as
a celebrity?
No.
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 Why?
Excuse me.
How does she not know?
Do you know who I am?
Mm. Yeah.
Have you been recognized lately, Alexis? I know that you had that one time. First time it happened, somebody knew who you were from the radio. You were all ecstatic.
Yeah, and then it happened at that bar one time in the bathroom. No, not really. I haven't gone out, though.
Oh.
I know. It was really cool, though. We had a moment. It was a vibe.
That's the trick. You got to go out to get recognized.
Oh, yeah. In order to be recognized, you have to be out somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So we were just doing an investigative a little stint here, being investigative reporters on TikTok. Alexis was had come across some information as to why there are no mosquitoes at Disney World. And I never thought about it, but we go to Disney World every year with our charity, and it is swampland.
Yep.
But we never are bothered by mosquitoes.
Never, never, never.
It's crazy.
So what did they say?
Well, they have a mosquito surveillance program, and it's one of the best in the world, elite. They spray 86 miles with insecticide.
Insecticide.
Every day. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
86 miles
Insecticide
every day. And then they even have sentinel chickens whose blood they test for mosquito-borne illnesses.
What the hell?
What is a sentinel chicken? What is that?
I don't know. A sentinel chicken?
Yeah.
So they spray... And I wonder if what the spray is made of, the insecticide. I wonder what the insecticide is made of.
Shut up.
But no,
because it can't have DDT in it, right? Because that's an environmental hazard. That it's really not, but they've gotten it.
Not shocked at all, though, that Disney demonized. Has a special insect surveillance unit.
Yeah. In other words, they got some, what do you call it, exterminator.
It's led by Major General Joe Potter.
Hey, Joe Potter. That's my cousin, Joe Potter. I'm in charge of squashing bugs.
So they spray 80-something miles.
86 miles.
Every day.
That's what it says.
Incesticide.
It's
So they just, would that be, they would work the perimeter of Disney World all the way around?
I guess. And do they do it with planes or just?
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, how many people are on the incesticide crew?
Did you find it, Riggins?
Yeah, I'm reading a couple of things here. Disney did confirm that it does have a mosquito monitoring program, but the insecticide is actually just garlic spray.
What?
Also, the park doesn't have any still water for mosquitoes to lay their eggs. Is there no still water?
I guess not. I guess they have a
something,
a siphon crew that goes and sucks it up every time it stops.
So the lake at Epcot, where they have the fireworks, we've been to a bajillion times.
Yeah, that's standing.
That's not still water, or is there some type of current there in it that we don't, because they're recycling that water that keeps it moving constantly. Yeah.
Probably
and you can't tell from being up on the land.
Mm. I wonder how deep that is. Because, you know, they have those big boats out there and everything.
Yeah.
What about what was it where the boats go? Going to Magic Kingdom. That's not still water?
Fair.
Wouldn't that be like a lake? It's just a lake.
Yeah.
They're fake lakes.
The Epcot lake is 25 feet deep.
Yeah, I figured it was pretty deep. Because they have some decent-sized boats in it.
Yeah.
With motors.
Everything is just a facade.
Hmm?
Everything's fake at Disney. They make you think it's a lake and it's not a real lake.
You can't say insecticide, but you can say facade.
It is a real lake.
It's an insecticide.
Well, I just was reading the word. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
But it's a real lake, Alexis. It's a man-made lake.
I suppose.
Like, like Lake Norman here is a man-made lake.
Yeah. Is there mosquitoes in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
What, no, I'm just proving the point that there can be a man-made lake.
You know? Hey, what you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Ace. Idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why it's tough to win an argument with her. She's just like, oh, yeah, is that why the sky's blue?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I needed a nap.
Running.
Yeah, it's fake lakes. My point exactly.
Well, they don't have mosquitoes. It's not real to me.
Interesting.
You're making some good points.
Yeah, yeah, you're making
they
some
do
great
have
points.
Mosquitoes. They just take measures to where they don't bother anybody. Well, they keep them at bay.
That's why they have all that insecticide that they spray.
Garlic insecticide.
What did you do?
I always thought it smelled like garlic around there. I just thought it was the breadsticks.
What did you do at the car dealership? What do you do there?
I'm just helping him he doesn't have an office assistant. She quit during COVID, so just helping him get organized, filing and stuff, and learning some stuff about working at a dealership. So that's cool.
Look at you just being a secretary.
Yup.
What kind of dealership is it?
It's like
used car?
Used car. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten my last two cars from him, so I've known him for like a long time.
So that's what they call a chop shop now, is a dealership?
Yeah. It's a chop shop. What is that?
I'm kidding. So he's happy with your work?
I suppose. He has no one else.
He
doesn't have a real option.
She doesn't know how to say insecticide, but she can fill out some paperwork.
Are you satisfied? No, but I'm desperate. For her daughter.
I had to get her to pay off all that body work that she got done.
Shut up. He didn't do my body work.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, if you need our friend Paul Davis for storm damage restoration, water damage, mold removal, all that kind of stuff, and a lot of things that I don't even understand that they do.
They do a lot of different stuff. They're awesome.
Then go to charlotte.pauldavis.com. Say you want the Ace special.
Yeah.
There'll be a two-piece and a biscuit. Bow-bow!
I love them.
Mm-hmm. Like there's really no Ace special, so don't. They might think you're crazy if you ask for that.
I'm just joking. If they'd like to have one.
Just joking.
During the radio show today, we were talking about the most diabolical thing that's in your bag, and some people are just now responding. This lady says, the most diabolical thing, I have an SD card with video of my husband having sexual relations with another man in my house, in my bed, while I was out of town with the kids. He knows I know, but he doesn't know that I have the video. He took the video, but he hasn't asked about it because he doesn't know that I knew there was a video. Thanks, Anonymous Lucy.
Wow.
This guy said, this lady said, the diabolical thing I have in my purse right now is screenshots from my ex-fiance's phone. We were at a family function, and I noticed his sister-in-law, yes, his brother's wife, kept watching him and used her children as an excuse to get close to him. So it made me uneasy, and I asked him, and he said I was crazy. He handed me his phone, and he said he had nothing to hide and to check it. Well, he forgot to fully erase some texts between them. So I took screenshots and sent them to myself. I told him if he did not leave me alone, I would show his brother, his mother, his father, and his son. The sister-in-law doesn't know I know. She tried to be nice to me, preached to me about how she found God, and it's fulfilling to lead a pure life. Ha, ha, ha.
Where'd you find him? I love when people say, I found God. Like he was missing.
Where was he?
Yeah.
And that's
this
on you.
This lady says, I have naked photos of my ex. He thought I deleted them. I have them saved. He is married, even when we dated. So that's why she's saving them, I guess. I don't know. Y'all mean.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Some of y'all mean.
Sneaky, smack. So, Riggins, do you think that they put the Diet Cokes back and they came and restocked the machine and all because they knew that you were not pleased?
You know, sometimes you gotta gripe a little bit to get what you want. I don't know. Hopefully. I'm glad that they're back because they went a whole week without no diet drinks at all. You know, I like a Diet Coke.
Not even a Diet Pepsi? Or you just don't want a Diet Pepsi?
Yeah, I can't do a Diet Pepsi.
There is no way.
Really? Why? I bet you can't tell the difference. Side by side, I bet you can't tell the difference.
How much would you like to bet? Would you like to place a little money on this?
No.
Okay.
Well, but, I mean, it's not far enough off that one would be disgusting. Like, people will choose the brand and then like, ugh. No way would I ever. I would rather drink a mountain piss than drink a Diet Pepsi over a Diet Coke. I don't think there's that much difference in there.
It just doesn't feel like Diet Pepsi gets cold enough.
Really?
It can't get cold enough?
Yeah, like it just stays kind of cool. Dr. Pepper, the same thing.
I don't. Yeah, if I'm at a place where they're side by side, I'm going to pick Diet Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah, because over Coca-Cola. Because of political reasons.
Well, okay. Listen, I look past it.
But if there's some, you know, you can't, if you're in a restaurant,
yeah.
I'm not going to choose, you know, a sweet tea if I want a Diet Coke and they only have Coke products.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, because sweet tea and Captain's is not a good.
No, it's not.
That's the only reason you get Diet Coke.
Gross.
Riggins, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but I don't think there's any way that anybody in this building has heard anybody on this show complain about anything and thought, we should get to it and fix that.
No, probably not, but.
Yeah. But I'm saying maybe.
I mean, don't give a damn.
Maybe the vendor did, though, is what I'm saying. Not the radio people,
possible.
But the vendor did.
Or you put out the vibes so hard that he caught the vibes and was like, I need to go right away.
That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't even planning on coming here, yet he just felt the vibe.
He felt it.
And he was like, I got to get over there to that building and get that Coke in there, for that Diet Coke in there for Riggins, because I'm feeling that vibe.
The universe is telling me to go right away.
Put that vibe out.
So there.
Mm-hmm. But either way, I'm glad I got one now.
I know. I was happy for you when I saw it.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. Todd is coming today. He's the he's Ace's video, Ace's documentarian, and
he shoots lots of things for the show.
Example: Ace's footsteps.
Right.
Here's Ace eating applesauce.
So he's coming in here today and we're doing a TV commercial, but it's a commercial for why you should listen to the Ace and TJ show on the radio. And we are not even close to being prepared for it.
Well, so we are because I mapped out how it would work. You wrote the parts for everybody else. The only thing is we didn't ever decide on what we're supposed to say. Like, I'm supposed to say something about you, and you're supposed to say something about me. That's all we need.
So what is it? How is it going to start? Like, what? When it, boom, it comes on, what's the shot?
It's a two-shot of Ace and TJ.
Yeah.
And I say, hi, we're Ace and TJ. And even though we have a radio show that a lot of people listen to, you might not know us. And then you would say, not that we blame you. So here you go. And then it will cut to a shot of me, and I will say, I'm sorry, it cuts to a picture, a shot of me, and you say, this is Ace. He's blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Then it cuts to a picture of you, and I say,
a picture?
A shot. You know, you're moving, sitting in your chair, talking, whatever. Okay. And I say, TJ is, you know, known as the man who knows all there is to know about
one. Hung like a mule.
Yeah, exactly. And then it cuts to Riggins, and you say something about Riggins. Then Alexis, and then I don't think we're going to have time because it's only 30 seconds to get Rob in there also. But if we do, we have line for that. And then at the end, we just say, hey, every weekday morning, it's like carpooling to work with your high school friends, the Ace and TJ show.
Okay, so where will the two-shot be? Where will
the beginning and the end.
I know, but where will we be standing? And
got to work that out. We haven't decided on any of that stuff yet.
Did you do your part, TJ?
What's my part?
The writing of the things?
Yeah, he wrote one for you, Rob, and Riggins. Okay. And we've timed it out. I think we'll probably have to not have time for Rob to get in there. But he did that part. The part we didn't do is neither one of us wrote anything for each other. Like, I wrote a skeleton and put it together. TJ wrote the parts that we needed, but then we forgot to write anything for each other.
Are you just going to wing it?
So what I'm saying is if someone could just message us what we should say about each other. Like,
yeah.
Now, give an example. What is the one about Riggins say? It's a one sentence, pretty much kind of thing.
Yeah, I got to go find your email.
Something about shithead, but not all that bad kind of thing.
He's not all right, shithead.
It's a description because this is two things that I absolutely hate, and that's doing TV commercial video things and talking about myself.
Well, are you talking about yourself? Isn't Ace talking about you?
Yeah, but we've got to come up with what to say about
it. Oh, I see.
Mm. Yeah, can you look in your sent folder and find that email? Because I'm having
my what?
Find
it right
now. Yeah, I was like, explain to him what a sent folder
he's
is.
He's like, what do you mean?
How many cents does
what
it have
is
in
that?
It? What is lavender?
Is that part of Gmail?
Yeah. On the left hand side. Three down from inbox, it says sent.
Okay.
Click on that.
Well, look, this will show you how easy it was to find. That was May 26th, and I've only sent one other email since then.
Okay.
And it was to myself.
Hello, me. Hello, handsome.
It was a link to a YouTube page.
Hello, me. Yeah. Meet the real me. Can you resend that to me so I can open it?
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Answer your question.
It's gonna be a dynamite.
Wait, let's see.
We're gonna light the world on fire with this one.
Wait,
we'd like for you to wear those.
I don't see resend. How do I resend?
On the right hand side, if you're looking at an email.
Alexa, shut up.
Look, wait. I'm on the send part. Okay, no. Now it says two Ace TV lines.
Right. See the three.
Did you
dots?
Get it?
No. See the three dots all the way to the right.
Did you get? It?
Did you click on those?
Oh wait.
Oh, Riggins, show him how to do it.
So do I have to open it?
This is about to piss me off.
Do I have to open it first? I open it. Then the three dots.
Yeah, let's just do it that way. Open it.
Okay.
Three dots.
Forward. Reply.
Hit forward.
Forward.
And then put my email in there.
Ace.
No.
Ace Conebone69.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
Send. Yeah.
Okay. Did you get it?
I don't know.
Did you get it?
He's like, is that part of Gmail? What is that?
I don't have that. God. I don't have that number.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be the next Budweiser Frogs.
Yeah.
It's really going to take
brilliant
off.
Ad campaign, yeah. Yes.
It's going to be a monster.
Can't wait.
Well, you know what? I didn't see y'all offering any suggestions for
no,
how to
you
do
guys are. You guys got it.
Okay, yeah. Here's Mr. Todd.
We asked, and nobody said shit. And Ms.
Mr. Todd just got here.
No one asked me.
So.
Todd's not going to give us direction.
That's what I would think. He's the professional
like,
person.
Yeah.
I hope he brought some light.
For what?
Because the light in here is terrible.
That's true.
The light in this whole building is terrible. But not as bad as the light outside.
And Rob had an idea to make which I thought was kind of funny. As you highlight everybody, you know, you turn to the camera like a 90s sitcom.
Like cheesy.
You know, put your name down on the, you know, the Ace and TJ show starring.
Something corny.
Yeah. It would just have like your name, like the Ace and TJ show starring, you know, TJ. And you just turn like.
Like a Full House intro.
Exactly like a Full House intro. Mm-hmm. And you point to the camera or whatever, like you're busy talking, you're looking like, oh, you caught me, I got it. Mm-hmm. You know.
It's going to be the greatest commercial anybody has ever
that we
seen.
Didn't have budget for that.
Yeah.
Did we vote on that?
Why y'all going to be a bunch of shitheads?
Yeah.
I never liked
Fresh Prince. I never thought that was funny.
We talked about Full
House. All right, so here's what he said.
But Fresh Prince was a 90s sitcom that every white person loves. Yeah. I don't like
it. TJ wrote, like, for Riggins, he would say, this is Riggins. He's antisocial, but lovable and very funny.
Aww. That's cute.
And I think you've got to wear those heart-shaped sunglasses in there. That would be perfect.
Yeah. Riggins.
And it would be like Alexis, and I would say, that's Alexis, a little ball of energy who claims the moon dictates her personality.
Yup.
We don't want you saying that, though.
Facts, though.
And we wouldn't have time for this one, but... And this is Blowjob Rob. We call him Blow Rob.
I'll sacrifice my space on the TV commercial so that you can do that. How about that?
Yes, please.
I volunteer.
You talk about.
Here's old Blowjob Rob. It just cuts down. Take me out. Put that in, please. For God's sake, that's way better. People and they be like, oh my God, what did that say? That's amazing.
We've lost CJ.
That's award winning.
You good with that, Rob? If we go with that, you okay with that?
He shut y'all off. Yeah. He's like, I'm done with you guys.
Are you good with that? If we go with that,
you cool?
Is your title?
Please, no.
Why cool. not? You're blow such a Rob. Party pooper, yeah. Rob.
Give me a whole blow, Rob.
Why did we not name him Blow Rob?
I'm going to start calling him that.
You can say that on the radio. It's Blow Rob.
Blow Rob.
Blow Rob. Blow Rob, what does your t-shirt say today?
Blow Rob, your head look big today.
I'm going to look for a new job.
A Blow Rob.
This is my friend Blow Rob.
Can you see him introducing himself to people at events and stuff? Oh, you work on the show? Yeah, I'm Blow Rob.
A certain number of people are already going to start calling him that. Just the ones listed to share funny. Sorry, Rob.
I mean,
I'll discourage it.
I don't think you mean that.
No, I do. I'll discourage it. I don't know why that hit me to say that.
Yeah, so somebody sent us some ideas.
You're an asshole. I don't know why.
This is the Share Funny podcast, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
So, what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny Podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
Ty gonna come in here wanting to know y'all got a script. Yeah, I'll print this out.
Mr. Todd.
Michelle just said, y'all are killing it today. Blow, Rob. Ha, 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 ha.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Rob is pissed off.
I'm sorry.
I just looked at the head. Rob is not happy.
No, they don't get to do that. Yeah, it's like when you make fun of your brother, you're like, I can do it, but yeah. You can't do that. We can.
Oh, TJ can okay. Call. Sorry. It's not
fun. TJ can call him Blow, Rob. No. No one else.
Don't look in there. You know, sometimes you whisper so low, Riggins, nobody else can hear you. I'm trying to fix this TV script. Y'all go ahead without me.
Okay. So we know what we're going to say for you, Ace, right? We're going to go with he's on some new medication, so things should be fine. Things should be good soon. That'll be good.
What do you say about TJ?
I don't know. What is your shirt, Todd? With TNNS.
Spell it out.
TNNS. I just did.
Say it. Tennis. It's a sport.
Oh, tennis?
He could have answered your question, but it says tennis.
But it doesn't say tennis.
Yeah, it doesn't actually.
It's a Nike thing.
It says tennis.
Oh,
well,
it explains it. And it spells.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we effing go.
It spells out commie.
Oh, my God.
Good. Now we know. Tennis? Tennis? Well, I'm excited about the TV project is what I'm excited about.
I got it nailed down. We're in business.
You do?
We need to know what to say for you, but I got a script pretty much together here.
We don't have to say anything about me. Just let it slide.
There's TJ.
Yeah.
There's TJ.
I would much prefer that. I don't even have to be in the commercial. That's what I would prefer.
Yeah.
But you're not really going to wear those sunglasses.
No.
Are you, Regan?
No. These are just to lighten the mood a little
okay.
bit, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, the mood's so heavy.
Right.
Yeah. In here for Share Funny. Let me see them.
You want to put them on? Well, I'll be honest. I put on some lotion on my face this morning, so I'm a little greasy.
Ew, you got some greasy places.
Who are you talking to?
You greaseball. Grease lightning.
Grease head.
Those are good.
That's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It is.
From where did these come?
I took them from my niece.
Oh, okay. Before.
I said, give them to me. She was like, no. I said, give them to me.
It was Valentine's Day?
Yeah, something like that.
Since they're heart-shaped.
Yeah, she gave me a Valentine.
Yeah, you only got one niece, don't you? Seven nephews?
There's five. Five boys, one girl. And she can hang with the boys. Likes all that stuff. Fishing, you know, jumping fences, all that shit.
A fence jumping, fishing girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
The Mac Daddy.
The Mac Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kinsey.
All right. Hey, Uncle B. Hey. What's up?
So, Alexis, you're going to some like crazy kind of thing this weekend in Denver, right, to see some god baby or something?
Yeah, it's my god baby's first birthday.
Okay.
Oh, that's sweet. First birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them cover the, make the baby make a mess and push his
and,
face in.
And cake? Yeah. I don't want them. I hate when they do that. Poor baby. Like, he didn't ask for that.
Yeah. Just feed the baby some cake and let's be cool.
But I thought what they did was let the baby feed him or herself the cake, and that's where it got off. I didn't think they were supposed to smash the baby's face in
I didn't say that properly. You know, cause sometimes
that'd be kind of cruel.
Yeah, it would be like married like, couple.
Wham!
I hate that.
I hate it too.
Hmm. But so is this? I can't remember. I know we've discussed it before. So is this person actually chosen you to be the guardian of their child if something happens to them?
Parents are first. Then me, her parents.
I thought the whole thing of being the godparent was it comes straight to you.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna make an exception this.
So you just hold a title. It means nothing.
Well, yeah, and just spoil
you're just
it.
Like the, you're just like mom's friend.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm not trying to like burst your bubble or anything.
No,
but I mean, let's be reality. What, Regan?
It's you're responsible. I mean, in the traditional sense, you're responsible for the child's faith. So
yeah,
raising, making sure that if the parents aren't doing their job. Now, I don't know what religion they are, but.
Well, we came upon a roadblock with the whole thing because her grandparents, she wanted to baptize him because her grandparents are Catholic. They're Italian. I'm not Catholic, though. So the church told her that she couldn't both godparents have to be Catholic in order to be part of the whole thing.
Right. Because you're responsible for...
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
So you're not really the child's godparent then?
Well, she doesn't know if she's going to go through with it or not.
So you can be the godmother?
No, I mean, I told her, do what you need to do. Because she told me, she's like, you're still the godmom, blah, 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 blah. And I said, if you're doing this for your grandparents, do what you have to do for them.
So who would she choose over you fit into the category?
I mean, it would probably have to be her mom or one of her sisters.
Yeah. Man, that would suck. You get bumped.
I got bumped.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it can get tense. If you don't get picked, if you're next in line, you know, if your older brother becomes a godparent for somebody else, and then you're next in line and they don't pick you, you're like, it can get ugly. I've seen it happen.
So it usually goes to the brothers and sisters and...
If you've got multiple siblings,
yeah,
it goes, you know, if the oldest brother has a child or the oldest sister, you pick the next one in line to be the godparent and then vice versa. And then it just kind of works its way down. So if you get skipped or if they pick somebody else before you, it can get a little ugly.
So within your family, were there any tensions?
No. No, because they did it all. Kevin was the first godfather.
They went
godfather.
Straight down the line, in other words. Okay.
Yeah, and then
so
and
for
then
each of them,
over.
Like Kevin went, and then you, and then for Matt's family, then for Kevin's, Matt was first, then you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when you have, if you have children, Matt, then Kevin, and they're all, everybody knows that, they're cool with it, they just went right down the line.
Yeah, and that's, okay. You know, you eliminate any drama.
That makes it real easy.
Yeah, and it's not really a big deal with the guys, but the girls can get a little tense.
Well, Alexis, I'm sure, is just relieved that she's not going to have to go into church. Like, I'm not really the godparent, so whether you're doing what you're supposed to do or not, I'm not having to take a kid to church is probably what...
Yeah.
That's a relief to you, right?
I could take a kid to church. Why would I not want to go to church?
You tell me.
No, you tell me.
Well, I'm just saying. Because the crystals...
Oh, here we go again.
And the moon and all that. Maybe telling you don't go to church.
God.
I think you're fine.
You judge a man by his questions rather than his answers.
Ooh. Interesting.
That's what I say.
I'm just asking to understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's early. Church is on Sundays. You'd have to get up.
I can get up. I have a little alarm clock.
On Sundays? I didn't think it would go off on Sunday.
Yeah. I get up around 7 or 8 on the weekends.
Okay.
What time is church? Like 10?
What time do they do church at? Like
10? 10, 11? I can make it.
Yeah, you can do it. I'm just kidding with you. I'm just, of course. You're basically a nun. That's what I'm saying.
TJ's already made Alexis and Rob mad today.
Who?
I don't get mad.
Alexis and Rob.
Who? Oh, you mean blowjob, Rob. Blow Rob.
God, I'd give anything if this was on TV right now, because Rob's in there shaking his head with a smile that says, I'm not smiling, I'm just kind of pissed off, but I'm trying to pretend.
Like this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty how I show up in the next editing that Rob has to do.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So Miss Todd's only got about an hour and a half, and then he's got to be gone. So we got to get the commercial done before that, right? Yeah. In that amount of time?
Yeah, and the faster we get done, the faster we get the hell out of here. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's the last thing on the agenda for the day. Mm-hmm.
So look at this, Riggins. It'll be 2 days yeah. You're staying long. Two days late.
How long is the commercial going to run?
What do you mean? It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds. If we can't do that in an hour and a half, then something's...
All we really... just need is a quick individual clips of y'all, then y'all are out.
What are we doing? Sitting there, or do we have to say something?
No, you have to say a thing.
Oh, that's easy.
You may have already done your part.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. You're done. Yours is done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know what to do. All right. Y'all through.
I need to clean up my area here. I need to clean up my private area.
Yeah. Ew.
We need to figure out what we're doing.
This is my thing over here. I mean, Ace, I think we're past the point in our career where we have to worry about quality.
Right.
You know? So let's just...
I long
to just sling it together.
Quality.
Sling it together.
Thank
you.
Just sling the meat to it.
We've good. Done some.
That's all we need.
Thank we've done you, some good TV commercials in the past.
It is Rob, isn't it?
My favorite one. Remember the TV commercial we did that time that we came up with where we, you and I wore suits and we sat in those director's chairs and we talked about how, you know, we're Ace and TJ. And in this day and age, you know, we don't feel it's proper to make fun of everything. And we talked about how serious the show is every day. And as the camera panned back behind us, we had what looked like a rather large guy running through naked and somebody in a chicken suit and the whole thing. And it was turned out really well.
This is the commercial thing. It was the best commercial you ever made?
One of the best, yeah. Oh. It was very good. If you weren't such a bitch, you'd find it funny.
I didn't say it. I was just asking.
That's good.
That's clarification.
Excuse me.
You actually see it all put together. It's very funny, except for people who are bitches.
When did y'all film this?
2 years ago.
Could have sworn you said that was one of the best commercials y'all ever did. Very sorry.
Good. Very good. Very funny commercial. Mm-hmm.
Chicken suit.
Love chicken it. Suit, naked man.
Yep.
Love it.
Sounds like
yeah, it was actually making fun of the radio commercial stereotype, like that all radio shows put into their commercials for TV.
I've never even seen a radio commercial for TV, I don't think.
Yeah, they don't do them much anymore. You don't see them very often. But how often do you watch regular TV?
Yeah, true. Was it just on local channels, I guess? Like,
yeah.
On one local channel?
No, it was on all the, like, you could buy,
oh,
you know, how we have commercials that run on the radio that are local businesses that'll run on all the radio stations in town. That's the way it is. You just buy, you buy the ad schedule, and it runs on all the TV stations that you buy it on.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. But one of our affiliates has a deal with a local TV station, and that's why they want the TV commercial, so they can run advertising for the radio station.
It should just be 30 seconds of Alexis, like, twerking real up close, like, in the camera. Just,
hey, we lit. TJ.
That would get some attention.
Yeah, we lit.
We lit over
you
here.
Lit. Crystals, bitch. There you go.
Catch me on the next full moon.
That'd be super weird.
Like, what is wrong with that girl? Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
So is there music behind it, too?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll produce it, too, won't you, Ms. Taw?
Yeah.
Ms. Taw is very talented.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's very talented. He just dumb as hell.
I mean, he's stupid, but...
like my mom said, to make it in this world, you got to be one of two things. You got to be either really smart or talented, and you are very talented.
Well, he's good looking, too.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
Mm-hmm. That goes with the talent part, I think.
Does it?
Yeah. You got to be talented at looking good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are in rare form today.
What?
Y'all are in rare form today. Mm-hmm.
There is a new moon coming up 2 days from now. I just got a notification.
You got a moon app?
Yeah.
Really?
I sure do.
What did it say? New moon in 2 days?
It says new moon in 1 day.
Now, what is that going to do? How is that going to affect you?
It's just you're going to renew your energy and your vibes. It's like a clean slate.
Okay.
She's going to use it as an excuse to be an asshole. She's like, sorry, it's a new moon. You're like, okay, I don't, whatever. She uses that stuff to
get out of my way.
She's like, it's not my fault. The moon is new today.
It's new, you know. It's called, the app is called Crystallize.
It's called what?
Crystallize.
Crystallize.
It's about crystals and moon stuff.
Okay. And you get alerts like that. What do you get? What kind of crystal alerts do you get? That they got them on sale at some place, like Ulta? Like when Ulta sends out those coupons?
Yeah. Yeah,
retail
off.
Me not.
A big blowout sale on crystals. No, it just gives you information on different crystals, but it gives you notifications about the moon phases. And then you can enter notes under, like, it says new moon, 6:54 a.m. Enter notes here. I could put, you know, what I'm going to do for the new moon, what energy I'm going to put out, manifestation.
Hmm.
You know, the usual.
What does manifestation mean?
You believe in it, you believe in something so much to make it happen. Like if I say, this is my goal for next month, I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to like think about it. I'm going to write it till it comes to life.
Okay. Now, did you have a boyfriend or something come along that got you into all that stuff? Or did your mom get you into it? How did you come about all this stuff? Because I was watching an episode of, I don't know if it was Cribs or what, but it was Big Sean taking a tour all through his house, and everything was about energy, and he had some copper rings or something that were energy. He talked like you with all that bullshit.
He was saying a lot of dumb shit, just like you.
Just like
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I said, that's
sounds
some of
just
that,
like you.
I like Big Sean, but that's some of that dumb shit Alexa said. What is that?
Yeah. No offense.
No, it just
kind of. I think that's who it was. Big Sean.
I like Big Sean, so that makes sense.
What?
I'm just laughing. Yeah, he's into that the same dumb shit you are. You guys should meet.
Because he was talking about pick up these little rings. They look like copper rings or something. They were big. And he'd say, and then, of course, you know, got the energy here. And I wanted this room to have the energy. And he lives in Slash's old house. Oh. He bought a house from Slash.
Interesting.
He's got a velour tracksuit on, too, so you know his energy
purple.
Is
Yeah.
This is Architectural Digest. This is a very fancy.
It is. It is very nice. It's not real gaudy either. It's really nice. And he seems really sweet. Yeah. But he had all that bullshit he kept talking about. So I'm wondering if you dated a guy like Big Sean that got you into that stuff.
It's very sparkly.
Oh, and then there's a rock.
It's a crystal.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see through it.
You can't see through all crystals.
Then it ain't a crystal.
Who knew?
Just like if it doesn't have a head, it's not a robot. If you can't see through it, it's not crystal.
So if it doesn't have, so one of those Roombas is not a robot vacuum?
No. No, if it doesn't have a head, it's not a robot.
Who says?
I do. Common knowledge. Mm. But
I love his house.
He did leave one of the rooms like Slash left it. So,
which one?
Some kind of like a little.
Disco ball.
That's got to be it.
That must be it.
And the pole. He left the stripper pole in it.
Oh my God, I love him.
His mama lives with him though, so he's not using that stripper pole.
Oh no.
Man, that'd be weird to have a room in your house with a stripper pole and your mom lives there. It seems kind of awkward.
I love that.
It's a really nice house.
He puts on a really good show, too. I've seen him live. A
lot of energy.
A lot of energy. A
lot of crystals.
Good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes.
Yeah. He seemed like a nice guy.
You got to go watch the rest of these. There's celebrities talking about their homes. It's Architectural Digest, but they are so whacked out of their minds. Maggie Gyllenhaal has one. They live in Brooklyn. And, you know, everything is teak. Everything you see is teak. They just take themselves very seriously. Yeah.
But he doesn't. He was really cool.
Good.
Yeah. Big Sean.
It's interesting how sparsely decorated it is all throughout the house. Right. There's not a lot of stuff out
like
of that, that house.
Mm-hmm, me too. And he has books.
He's got books.
And he has books.
He has all the things I have. I have a bookshelf. I got crystals, and I got a disco ball.
He has 9 books. The bookshelf is 3 rows high. And he's got 3 books facing outward on each shelf.
It's all coffee table, but it's like Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
He's so studious, like I am.
He's got books.
He's got 9 books about hip hop that he's read. I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying, damn. Let's slow it down a little.
Crystal books.
He's that big. Cool. I'm little. It's perfect.
Oh, and he's got flowers. I like flowers.
I love flowers.
I love gates. Look, he has
a gate.
He's got
a little tracksuit on. I love that.
He's got a leaf tree.
Look at this. Wait, did you skip that part, Regan? He's actually like out there picking lemons or something. Oranges, maybe.
Oh my God, he grows his own citrus.
I like picking fruit. Orange.
Look at that. Oh, here we go. He's picking something.
I love it.
Oh,
mint? What is that?
I don't know, but y'all were made to be together.
Like soulmates.
Yeah.
That's my twin flame, probably.
Your twin flame?
My twin flame. It's like a step above soulmate.
Oh.
Who knew there was a step above soulmate?
Yeah.
Sounds like a sex thing where you just like rubber boobs over the carpet. It's like, twin flame.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021. The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.